Hi there, welcome back to Module 6 of School of Certified Mediumship Training. This new module was really important for me to add because one of the things that I have found throughout my time as a medium and my experience as a medium is that what happens to us after the effects of working on missing persons cases? How do we disconnect from them? How do we set boundaries with them? And how do we set boundaries with clients so that we don't take on so much of this that we are no longer living our own lives and we're just caught in this cycle or this trap of trying to continually find someone or something? The first thing I want you to know is the most difficult thing you'll ever do as a medium or psychic is probably to work on a missing persons or missing animal or missing item. There's energy that comes through in different forms that we connect with spirit on the other side. We connect with living spirits by being able to connect with people and given their future and the insights to things that are going on in their lives. But when we're dealing with traumatic missing persons cases, it's a whole new level. And learning when and how to disconnect from that has a lot to do with not carrying guilt and not shaming yourself for something that you couldn't or didn't or weren't able to do. The stress that you can take on as a medium by seeing things, because we see things in our mind, we hear things, we feel things. So those can be really life-disrupting emotions. And I would say the biggest thing for you to remember is to seek help. If you're not processing some of the things that you've dreamt about or that you've seen or that you've witnessed, it's really important for you to seek help, to talk to someone if you notice that you're having difficulty eating or sleeping, or if you notice that you're becoming depressed or that you're struggling with anxiety. Those are things that you would want to wave your white flag right away and say, okay, I need to get help. I need to see a therapist. And I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Each of us in our own lives should have someone we can go to and debrief. And this is debriefing, as I like to call it, can help us get through some of the thoughts and the feelings that we might be holding on to. And as a medium, one of those thoughts and feelings can be guilt or shame, feeling bad, feeling responsible, feeling like somehow you're to blame because you weren't able to find this person, or because when you found this person, they were already deceased, or because maybe you're the first person to tell the family that their loved one is deceased. So the first thing is assessing. How are you feeling after going through this process? Making sure that you're energetically grounding yourself, cutting cords, smudging yourself, salting your home, your property. And that's just not, I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, because you don't want dark energies. And I don't really buy into a lot of that stuff. Not that I'm saying that there isn't dark energies out there, but I work so much with the light and I focus so much on that. But it really has to do with the living. Wanting family members are sometimes, you know, wanting you to give them messages all the time and they don't know how to disconnect from you. You have to have healthy boundaries. But you also have to allow yourself to go through the stage of, you know, critical thinking, allowing yourself to vent your thoughts and feelings and emotions about the situation, how it affected you. And obviously you're not doing that with the family, but you can be doing that within your own self. You can be taking care of yourself first and foremost. So the healthy ways and the tips that I want to give you today are this. The first thing I do is I take a break from watching or listening to any news stories, including anything on social media. Even if social media doesn't have the particular case I may be working on, I stay away from social media because it is filled with information and it can be filled with toxic information that can trigger us to pull us back into those emotions, to those feelings. I am not a huge fan of social media. Obviously, I know that we have to have it for businesses, but I try and get on, look at my loved ones, my friends, my family, support them, you know, make a post or a comment, and then get off, because it just can be a toxic cesspool of triggers for mediums and psychics that are already so empathic. The next thing is to take care of yourself. Eat healthy, exercise, get lots of sleep, give yourself a break if you're feeling stressed out. Maybe it's time to go swimming. Maybe you need to go bowling. Maybe you need to go do something. Maybe it's time for a vacation or a trip, or just to even take in a hotel room over the weekend. And then there's taking care of your body. And now taking care of your body can be breathing exercises, stretching, meditating, yoga, exercise, eating healthy, avoiding excessive alcohol and smoking and substance abuse, preventative measures, you know, like just seeing your doctor, making sure that everything's good and that you're not carrying anxiety about your body. All of those things are really important. And then taking time to unwind, doing hobbies or activities and things that you love, making sure that you're plugging into yourself and to the things that bring you joy. Talking to others. So maybe you don't need a therapist, but maybe you do need to debrief with a family member or a husband or a wife or someone about what that missing person's case did to you and how it affected you. Sharing your feelings with a parent or friend or a counselor is really important. And then connecting with your community for faith-based, you know, spirituality and organizations to help fill your cup again and to really get around like-minded people. It's going to be really important during this time to avoid drugs and alcohol. They may seem to be like they're helping you cope, but they're not. It's just a band-aid and it's not the best one. Recognizing when you need more help is also really important. So if you're thinking that these things are not helping, that you're not moving past things, and that you're really feeling stuck, then you know. That's when you're like, okay, it's time. I'm stuck. I'm not feeling great about this. I'm not feeling good about where I am. I need to make some different choices, and I need to start talking to people. I hope that helped, and I hope that no matter where and what you're going through, it doesn't even have to be a missing persons case. If you feel like you're not setting boundaries and able to say no to people, if you feel like you must give readings, or you have to give readings, and they're at the expense of your own mental wellness and health, you have to see someone and you have to seek counsel outside yourself, because you might need to just create a stronger support team to help you through it. I hope that makes sense, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.